From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There was another deadly helicopter crash today in Iraq, killing all six soldiers on board. U.S. and Iraqi witnesses near Tikrit said the Black Hawk helicopter was shot down. Officially, the military says it's still investigating the cause of the crash. Also today, one American soldier was killed and several more were wounded in a pair of attacks in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The fatalities came 5 days after a Chinook helicopter was shot down near Fallujah. The death toll from that attack now stands at 16. NPR's Peter Kenyon traveled to Tikrit, and he has this report.
In the farm fields along the Tigris River outside Tikrit, just a couple of miles north of the presidential palace that now serves as U.S. military headquarters, farmer Abbas Hashim was in his field this morning when he says he saw a streak of light flash toward a Black Hawk helicopter overhead.
A missile launched on the helicopter, first broken into two pieces with fire in the sky, and one of the big pieces come to crash just beside the shore of the river.
Military investigators were on the scene quickly, sealing it off from onlookers and journalists. In a routine becoming sadly familiar, the investigators tried to reconstruct the sequence of events that left the helicopter in pieces on a riverbank, while others began the process of locating the dead soldiers' next of kin and delivering the news that every military family dreads. Saddam Hussein was born in a village just a few miles from here, and he still commands loyalty, if not affection, in these rural communities. There were no scenes of Iraqis celebrating around the wreckage today, but Hassam Hamad Khalin, a compact young man with an intense gaze, says this attack will be seen as a great victory nonetheless. He says the Americans don't understand the Iraqi people or their culture, and what they call democracy, he calls a violent and humiliating occupation.
They are occupiers, and I hope all Americans to be hurt or killed. I'm not meaning the people of the United States. I mean every occupier. And they should expect planes to be crashed, cars to be bombed, because we are defending our country.
There was also an ambush on the ground today in the northern city of Mosul. The military says an attack against a military convoy included rocket-propelled grenades and small arms fire. One soldier was reported killed and at least six wounded. In a second attack in Mosul, a roadside bomb exploded near a hotel used as a military barracks, wounding three people. Today's helicopter crash came just hours after U.S. soldiers held a memorial for 15 American soldiers killed in last Sunday's shoot-down of a Chinook helicopter south of Fallujah. Later, a 16th soldier died of wounds suffered in that attack. The Black Hawk is not as large or slow-moving as the Chinook, and if it's confirmed to have been brought down by enemy fire, it will again raise the stakes for the military, which relies on helicopters for a wide range of functions in the Iraqi conflict. A rocket-propelled grenade forced a Black Hawk down north of Baghdad less than 2 weeks ago, wounding one soldier. In Tikrit, Major Jocelyn Aberley said in light of today's events, with the helicopter going down, the military was considering reimposing the nighttime curfew in the area. The curfew was lifted for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.